Welcome back, Changemakers. We're here for the fourth instalment of the question, what type of changemaker are you? And we're looking at it through the lens of the GC Index, which is this phenomenal tool that helps you understand how you make your most valuable contribution and your biggest impact. And today's focus is on the strategist. Now, the strategist is one of those people that can just see the patterns all around them. They see the patterns in data, the patterns in behavior. They see the patterns in history and try to understand that and unravel it so that they can predict the future. They seem to have a perspective on the future that is often crystal clear, and they're very good people to tune into what's likely to happen next. All of this means they're very good at planning because they can take that information, those patterns, and then start to plan what needs to happen next with great clarity. And that clarity comes from a desire to be really pragmatic and make decisions that stick. So if that sounds like you, stick with us for the next few minutes. I'm going to give you some more insights about how you can make your most valuable contribution to a team. But if that's not you, but you like the sound of this person, stick around to the end because I'm going to show you how you can fine-tune their intention to provide an amazing impact inside your team. So let's get started. What's the value of a strategist in a team? What value do they add to the people around them? Well, the first thing is they create an incredible amount of clarity because they can see the patterns. They understand how things are coming together and how things are likely to emerge. They're able to communicate that to others and people get a good sense of what's possible and what isn't possible. And whilst the strategists like the big picture, they're incredibly good at getting into the detail when it's all about communicating what needs to be done. And as you can imagine, that's really helpful in a team environment where there's lots to do, but we need to understand what's the best way of going about it. The next big contribution they make is providing alignment. So if you come at the strategist with an idea, what they're very good at doing is saying, okay, this is good, but this is everything that we're doing right now. Where does this fit? Does it fit at all? Or actually, is it something we need to deprioritize right now and come back to? But if it does fit, they will see how it fits and they'll equally very quickly be able to say, yes, let's get on with this. And the other thing I've noticed about the strategists around me, because they have a really clear view of where the discussion should go and what sort of outputs they want from it, they're incredibly good at starting conversations. So if you're in that situation where there's a lot of quieter people in the team and things aren't quite moving, the strategist is likely to speak up and say, okay, what's next? Why are we doing this? What's the purpose of this meeting even? So they ask great incisive questions and those questions stimulate good thinking. And really that's the start of the skill base of a great strategist. They're incredibly good at challenging other people's thinking. And that's because they're always challenging their own thinking. So if someone makes a statement in a meeting, the strategist is likely to challenge it and probe and find out what's behind that thinking to understand it better. But of course, in that process, it's forcing the person they're challenging to think differently too. So it's actually a win-win situation, and the strategist is great at asking those really good, insightful questions. And from their clarity, they're able to construct very clear messages. What the strategist can do is create a clarity so that everybody around them can just get on with the work in hand. They're almost a model for communication mechanisms and ensuring that people understand what it is they've got in their mind is absolutely clear to the people around them. And the final skill I want to discuss of a strategist today is prioritization, because they can see where things fit and what the likely sequence is going to be in terms of their implementation. They're able to say, this is a lower priority right now. Let's save that activity for a couple of weeks. Equally, they can see if this idea has flown in from nowhere and it fits and it's going to make a whole load of things work 10 times better, they can equally make that decision that says, let's do this first then. So prioritization is almost effortless for a strategist. So what are the values of a strategist? Well, one thing they're always keen to do is to cover all the angles. They'll very happily sit and listen to another argument, sit and try to understand why somebody is presenting a certain view. In their minds, the more information they can gather, the better the decisions will be that they make, because it matches that next value that we've already talked about, which is alignment. The more information they've got, the easier it is to align all of the activity that they're overseeing. You see, that pragmatism of the strategist that I discussed earlier is really all about. Let's not waste any effort. It's a bit like the go and sharpen the saw for many hours to ensure that the job itself doesn't take very long. The strategist doesn't want to waste time duplicating effort. Somebody in one part of the organization replicating exactly what's going on in another part of the organization. They're much better when they're aligning things and ensuring that nobody is wasting their time. Because as I said, they value priorities. They don't believe that everything has an equal priority. They really believe there are some things that are more important than others, and let's get on with them first. But all of this leads to one of the biggest challenges that a strategist has, which is actually a perception of them from the other people around them, particularly the action-focused people of the implementers and the polishers, because they're very open to exploring all of the information, understanding all the details, aligning all of the thinking. They can be seen to be indecisive and slow to take action. And in an agile environment, that's not always valued. So if you are a strategist, just be aware of the impact that extra thinking might be having on others. Is there a way you can do some of that thinking in advance of meeting with others so that when you are in the conversation, you can be seen to be making decisions a little bit quicker? So once again, it's just about managing expectations. You see, as always, it comes down to intention. What's the intention of a strategist? Well, it's to make sure that we're working on the right things at the right time with the right people and the right resources to come out with the right results. So they have that real focus in on effectiveness. And to do that, they feel like they have to ensure that all things have been considered. So there you go. That's the strategist, the fourth of our GC Index profiles. If you'd like to know more about the GC Index, just drop me a line. And we'll be back next time with the polisher. So make sure you subscribe to know when that episode's available. In the meantime, go and have a fantastic week. And I'll see you back here next Wednesday. Take care.